NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg warned the U.S. Congress Wednesday of a threat of a more assertive Russia, saying that the West's key military alliance is not looking to start a new Cold War with Moscow, but needs to deter its military aggression. In an unprecedented address to a joint session of Congress on the 70th anniversary of NATO's creation at the end of World War II, Stoltenberg said the 29-nation North Atlantic Treaty Organization has no intention of deploying land-based nuclear missiles in Europe. He also accused Russia of violating the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty, which the U.S. says it is leaving because of Russian violations, a claim Russia has denied. A House committee chairman asked the IRS for 6 years of President Trump's tax returns. AP correspondent Mike Rossia.
Representative Richard Neal of Massachusetts, the Democratic chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, has formally asked the IRS to provide 6 years of President Donald Trump's personal and business tax returns. It's the first such request for a sitting president's tax information in 45 years. At the White House, the president shrugged it off.
Until such time as I'm not under audit, I would not be inclined to do that.
Since the 2016 presidential campaign, Trump has repeatedly claimed he's under audit and therefore can't provide his tax information. Mike Gracia, Washington.
A White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow said Wednesday that U.S. trade talks with China are continuing to progress as negotiations between the world's two biggest economies resume in Washington this week. Kudlow told reporters that the two countries made good headway in Beijing last week, with China acknowledging such problematic issues as the theft of intellectual property, forced technology transfers, and computer hacking. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. Senate has drafted a plan aimed at helping bring back democracy to Venezuela through